President Trump telegraphed on Twitter his prognosis for his first encounter with China's president, saying it will be a very difficult discussion, since the U.S. can no longer have massive trade deficits and job losses. At a White House meeting, Trump told U.S.-based manufacturers they will find it interesting to watch his meeting in Florida with Xi Jinping.
I look very much forward to meeting him and the delegation, and we'll see what happens.
The Chinese leader likely won't arrive empty-handed.
I foresee that the Chinese will send the Xi here with a pretty large and generous gift package in terms of domestic infrastructure investment here in the United States, and help President Trump to create jobs that he had promised to the voters.
Some China watchers caution that not everything could go according to script, as this early in the Trump administration, much is still unwritten.
Something crazy could happen, unexpected. Certainly, we one tweet could change the trajectory of the meeting to some extent. But I expect it's going to be a lot of complaining without a lot of negotiations specifically, and then the Chinese will leave nervous. Anxious, and eventually the other shoe will drop.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer notes several big problems between the United States and China.
Everything from the South China Sea to trade to North Korea. There are big issues of national and economic security that need to get addressed. And I think there's going to be a lot on the table when it comes to that over the 2 days that they will talk.
The president, before getting to the White House as a candidate last year, talked tough about China. He vowed punitive trade measures, but there has been no such action so far.
The 45% tariff on Chinese exports to the United States, that has not happened. The currency manipulator label that he promised, that has not happened.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.